On Midwest Week, the scandal involving members of the Illinois General Assembly and a major utility company. I'm Herb Trix, and my guest this week is Tony Arnold, reporter for WBEZ Chicago Public Radio. It seems, Tony, this all got started with a raid on the offices of State Senator Martin Sandoval, and remind us who he is.
Yeah, Martin Sandoval, he's a Democrat from Chicago's southwest suburbs. He's been in the state Senate now for, I believe, more than 15 years. And he's also more recently been the chairman of the powerful Senate Transportation Committee. And that's a powerful role because lots of contracts, lots of money goes through that committee to improve roads, to improve, you know, the money that would go toward paving or anything like that. So you're in a powerful position there. And what's interesting about Sandoval is that when the feds raided his office at the Illinois State Capitol in Springfield, they did it in the broad daylight. They did it in a way that it was impossible not to see them for any reporter or anyone with a cell phone to take a picture of them. They walked out with boxes marked evidence as if it were a movie. It wasn't something that they could have done at, you know, 1 a.m. when everything was dark and nobody would have seen anything. So it was done there for the whole world to see what they were doing.
And what do we know so far about why authorities targeted Sandoval in this very public way?
We actually don't know. Sandoval has not been charged with wrongdoing. And really nobody has been as part of that investigation. But what we do know is that my employer, WBEZ, ended up suing the Illinois State Senate office to release the full unredacted warrant that the feds used to raid Sandoval's office. And when we got the unredacted warrant, you could see that they were looking at all sorts of different companies or organizations and any contact that Sandoval might have had with them. Those include the Illinois Department of Transportation and some unnamed officials. They also include some Exelon officials. Exelon is the parent company of ComEd, which is the major electricity supplier around Chicago and the suburbs. They employ about 4 million, or provide power, I should say, to about 4 million people.
Okay. And then sometime soon after that, there was the arrest of State Representative Luis Arroyo from Chicago for bribery. And what do we know about that case so far?
I know there's so much going on right now on the corruption side of this. It's hard to keep straight who's who and what's what. This is the Arroyo arrest is completely separate. As far as I can tell, it's not related to the raid on Sandoval. Now, maybe there is some connection that will come to light down the road, but for now, what Arroyo is accused of is offering a bribe, actually giving a bribe, to a state senator. Now, in the complaint that was filed in court, they don't name who this state senator is. Other publications have. I have not been able to confirm who this person is. But this state senator, according to the complaint, wore a wire on Arroyo. Arroyo is not only an Illinois state representative from Chicago's northwest side, he's also a lobbyist for a company that owns sweepstakes machines, which are a different version, but of the same coin, you know, the part of the same coin as a video poker machine.
Mm-hmm.
And so Arroyo doubles as a lobbyist for them, for this company at Chicago City Hall, and he was offering this bribe, to have this state senator sponsor a bill that would help this company and help the industry, the sweepstakes machine industry. It looks like Arroyo is going to be fighting these charges, but he's been pleading not guilty. It looks like that, but he's already resigned his position in the Illinois State House of Representatives.
And then there seems to have been something else going on at Exelon and Commonwealth Edison. At the same time, is this related or is this something separate too?
That's a great question. I would love to know the answer of it. Again, it shows that this investigation that the FBI is a part of is just really sprawling. It involves many different types of industries and politicians. What I can say about this is that ComEd has disclosed in public filings with the Securities and Exchange Commission that they've received two subpoenas. One of them is about communications with State Senator Martin Sandoval, and then the other is about their lobbying activities in Illinois. ComEd employs almost two dozen, up until this week at least, almost two dozen lobbyists in Springfield. They're one of the biggest and employ one of the most number of lobbyists of any other big company in Springfield. What do they get for employing all those lobbyists? It's not totally clear, but ComEd has a monopoly around Chicago. They're the only electricity supplier, they have a lot of money, they have a lot of power, and they employ a lot of lobbyists. And so we're going to see where this goes from here. So far, nobody's been accused of wrongdoing, nobody's been charged, but the CEO of ComEd did resign. So did a couple other top-level officials. And whether they're cooperating with the federal investigation here or not, it's still to be seen.
Now, Tony, cases like this seem to pop up periodically in Illinois. Is this a bigger deal than past scandals, or just one more?
I think it's easy to be cynical about Illinois politics or Chicago politics, however you want to think about it, and just say, "Oh, that corrupt Democratic machine or that corrupt machine over there." What's different about this one, I'd say, is that just the scope of this so far and how this has been revealed in little bits and pieces along the way. WBEZ, my colleagues and I have been able to report on little bits and pieces about what they're looking at. They're even looking at a club here in Chicago that's run by a man named Jay Doherty, who's also a lobbyist for ComEd. I think this is different. I think this is different from what a typical maybe corruption probe is that you may have seen before in Chicago or Illinois because of just the scope of this. And it looks like the FBI has got their fingers in all these different industries, all these different people, and there might be a lot of people who are pretty nervous right now in ways that previous corruption investigations that you've read or seen about, like Blagojevich or whoever, probably haven't. That was pretty singular. This looks like it's very widespread, and I'll be interested to see where this thing goes.
And what about us out here downstate, Tony? What impact might there be on us? Basically, I guess, why should we care about this?
Well, I think Illinois needs to care about this because it looks like what they're getting at is just how what the FBI is getting at, and this is just speculation, is kind of how the business is done, how the sausage is made in Illinois government. And if that's the case, then there's a lot of people that have a reason to be nervous. And if they're going to go forward with some charges here, criminal charges, and people are going to be going to prison for a long time, I think the question then becomes, well, what changes? If you get rid of a few people, then what changes? And right now, we're starting to see the governor, some legislators who apparently aren't wrapped up in this, start proposing more disclosures necessary for lobbying or all these different types of good government types of reforms that in the past went absolutely nowhere. And maybe now they're going to start requiring that people start giving a little bit more public information about what they know, what they do, who their clients are, how much money they get off of this stuff. And with that comes more sunlight, and more sunlight means that more people might have to be on the up and up than are currently. Again, nobody's been charged right now in this investigation, but we just know that it's touching all these different places, and it's very widespread.